it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Calm joint.
Huggy Lowdown.
The best I ever did it and get away with it. can you dig it? We can dig it, dig it, dig it, she can dig it. Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Huggles.
The best I ever read it and said, go get it. can you dig it? We can dig it, dig it, dig it, she can dig it. J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The best. The best that I can do. And who knew? How are you happy the weekend is halfway here, Humpers, doing
yes.
this morning?
Yeah, man.
Hey, real quick before I forget, I'd like to say happy belated birthday to our boy George Wallace.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's why I said belated.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Sybil, I forgot until I saw Willis Scott wishing George a happy birthday on the Today Show. Yeah, Willard had that old sucker's face on the front of a smucker glass. Oh, mother smucker. Sybil, George ain't no fried chicken.
No,
I meant spring chicken. You know it costs more for his candles than his actual birthday cake? Huh? Well, did you know George used to play Words with Friends with UB Blake? Well, did you know George was Chuck Berry's choreographer? Yeah, I didn't know that. I've been Googling all morning. Well, did you know he was Mom's Mabelly stylist? Well, did you know he used to be in a group with Pig Meat Markham?
Dang.
Yeah, they were called Pig Meat and Fatback. Anyway, a happy belated birthday to George. You are an Apollo legend.
Oh.
Hey, did y'all see BET's Basketball Player Award last night?
No.
Man, I'm so mad I missed it, Sybil. Did that sound convincing enough?
No.
I'm so mad I missed it. But the good thing, it was on BET, so I can watch it 15 times after I hang up with you guys. Did y'all know the Caitlyn Jenner win an award or not?
The Caitlyn Jenner win an award?
No, not on this one.
No, I don't think so.
Now, I don't agree with some of these winners, but here they are. Most Valuable Player, Sybil, went to James Harden of the Rockets.
Okay.
He also was the most valuable sleeper after that groupie put it on him and took a selfie of him and his bitch sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Counting ratchet sheep. Mm-hmm. Best defender, DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He also won best mind changer after he verbally committed to Dallas Maverick, then end up staying in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a re-nipper. Man of the Year, Ray Allen. Sounds about right. He's a pretty good fella. No tattoos, no felonies. Hardest to guard, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors. Man, it's too bad Sybil Tracy McGrady ain't playing anymore.
Yeah.
Tracy used to cross players up without even dribbling the basketball. You know, he used to have that wandering eye, Sybil. You know, that stray eye would break ankles. Clutch performer, Stephen Curry. That sounds about right. Not that kind of clutch, Jay. This ain't the ESPYs. Wrong kind of clutch.
Wow.
Coach you most want to play for, LeBron James. Oh, I'm sorry, Greg Popovich of the Spurs. Game changer honor went to Allen Iverson, y'all. Which sounds about right. Yeah, he was a game changer, Sybil. He had the braids, the tats, the bling, the whole swing. He did everything but practice. The Oscar Robertson Visionary Award went to Chris Paul of the Clippers for his outstanding State Farm commercial. Best home court advantage. The Verizon Center, home of the Washington Wizards, said no one ever. Oracle Arena went to Golden State Warriors. That's the Golden State. That's the real home court advantage was Oracle Arena, Golden State Warriors. All right. Players you secretly wish were on your team. LeBron James. Sybil, you see what happens when you give your teammates Apple Watches? And this is a special award I made up. Most Baby Mother Award goes to...
Uh-oh.
Can I get a drum roll? Dwight Howard! Y'all know how hard it is to come up with a joke so I can play this damn thing.
Here's Total and Kissing You. Christmas Wish next.